You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria Riverfed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fpsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. We're winding down, but we're winding up as well. So it's kind of paradoxical is what Wednesday is. The week is winding down, but we're winding up, getting ready for the week, the weekend, and the week to end. And today, DC, is a very, very special day for all of those administrative professionals. It is Secretary's Day. A lot of people may or may not have known that. And so today, people are celebrating secretaries and administrative professionals. And, you know, sometimes we forget about those people that really power what we all do. You know, if you have been in any company and there's been a secretary, well, you know what? Generally, she is the hub for everything. Most administrative assistants and professionals know everything about everything that's going on in a company, and they make all jobs just a little bit better. And this is what the article says about Administrative Professionals Day. It says, during World War II, there was an increased need for skilled administrative professionals, particularly in the United States. And the National Secretaries Association was formed to recognize the contributions of secretaries and other administrative personnel and their work and what they added to the economy and to support their personal development and to help attract people to administrative careers in the field. And so it has been going on for a long, long time. And sometimes when you're in a company where there is a secretary, sometimes we take those great folks for granted. And so today is a day to honor them. Today is a day to say thank you for all of the things that you do, making sure our time gets in, making sure that if we need leave, it's done, making sure that when our vacation is available, you're there, understanding the logistics of how all of that works. And what they do is make sure that they have a running knowledge of everything that happens in the company and everything that you need. And I know for sure, when I was working with an administrative assistant, i.e. secretary in some cases, you know, sometimes you take those things for granted. And so today is a day to honor them. So if you're a secretary, if you're an administrative professional, we say we honor you today and the work, the tireless work that you do to make your company work on this Wind Down Wednesday. You know, as DC and I were leaving this morning, the weather is beautiful. It is optimal. And I was thinking this morning, and ladies, you probably do the same thing. You know, every morning when you get dressed, you decide, of course, what you're going to wear. And then you decide what shoes you're going to wear. And as it is warming up, I thought this morning would be the first morning that I'd put on a sandal-esque type of shoe, a shoe with an open, you know, an open toe, an open foot. And it's getting to be that time of year again. And we were reminded of that this weekend when we were on the lake. And even though it's warming up to me, I'm still very sort of cold by nature. It's warming up, but on the lake this weekend, people were in bathing suits and bikinis and, you know, people are getting ready for the heat. And it looks like the temperatures are going to go up to as high as 85, 86 degrees. And so summer is well on its way. Don't forget, kids are out. Most kids, especially in central Louisiana, are out on spring break. And those kids that like to venture outside, young adults that are venturing outside, we're seeing many of them, especially in those rural sort of areas that are on, they're on motorbikes, they're on four-wheelers, they're in dune buggies, and they are just, and they're on the roads, unfortunately. And so that means that it's a time where young people are unsupervised in many cases because parents, of course, are not off for spring break unless, of course, they are teachers. And so we want to encourage you, as you are traveling throughout the day and throughout various cities throughout Louisiana and throughout the country where kids are celebrating spring break, that you will be mindful and know that they're walking, they're on bicycles, they're on ATVs and all sorts of things. So please be careful and stay engaged. Also want to remind you about the South Traffic Circle. Somebody nearly mowed us down this morning. And that yield sign is there for a reason. You gotta yield. And we're still seeing way too many accidents in the traffic circle. And we understand sometimes you just gotta get there. But during spring break, you got to admit, travel is just a heck of a lot easier. No school buses, no school zones. In fact, the traffic just seems to be a lot less. So give yourself enough time to get there. Stay engaged. And most importantly, be cordial to the other person. You know, if you're cordial, then it will help the situation. Everybody is so intense in the morning trying to get there. But this is what we always say. We always say that on time, when you're early, you're on time. And when you're on time, you're late. So if you'll use that mantra kind of as a guide, you'll know that you got to push just a little bit harder so that you won't have to push. So that when things happen on the roads, on the highways, you're prepared and it doesn't throw you off. And it doesn't start your wind down Wednesday off badly. So when you can remember that and you can feel positive and you can feel the warmth of spring and summer coming in, it just makes things feel a lot better. Chris Roy Jr. of Roy Law Office, he has served for many, many decades. He's got experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana, and he does it with competence and professionalism. Chris Roy Jr. can be reached 318-487-0991. 318-487-0991. Remember, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is their top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and her team serving Rapides Parish with all of your home, auto, and life insurance. For more information, you can phone the team at 318-487-1881. It's 7:49. Today, of course, is Secretary's Day. It's April the 23rd. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
like sunshine. And sometimes the sea, the ones that you care for, give you so much pain. Oh, but it's all right. They're both one in the
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, by now, you're up and on your way. It's a couple minutes after 8 local time, a couple minutes after 9 Eastern time. And as we were being just soothed by the words of Frankie Beverly, you know, joy and pain, i.e. life, you know, you're going to have some ebbs, some flows, some peaks, some valleys. And so before we really talk about what we're going to talk about this morning, we feel like that there are a lot of people who were probably in transition of sorts. And DC and I, we've been on this sort of meditation, place of prayer, place of seeking. And what DC always tells me, and we remind each other, is that you cannot allow the way that you feel to dictate your life. Many people, as we go from season to season, DC, are in a place of transition. And we, too, are in a place of transition where we're moving from one thing to the next thing. And what we have come to understand is that it can be daunting. It can give you cause for concern. It can give you all sorts of emotions. But what we have decided is that we are going to really just ride the wave. And we are going to come out of self-will. I've got to do it. I've got to fix it. I've got to make it happen. I. And I talk about I a lot because we are recovering from the I have to do it. And we are trying each day, each moment, each hour to relinquish that I and give that I to the great one, the one who is all-knowing, the one who is all-doing, the one who is all-powerful. And I'm going to tell you, if you're sort of feeling on this wind-down Wednesday the need to control situations that you absolutely have no control over at all, this is what I want you to do. I want you to relinquish in your thought life first. Just relinquish and come to the conclusion. And I know it's easier said than done. But to say to yourself that when you can't control a thing, you have to give control over. And for us A-types and us control freaks, it is hard because we feel like we should always be doing something. We should be trying to control the situation. We should be the ones to fix it. And the truth of the matter is this. When you and I are trying to fix it, because I'm a fixer girl. I am one of those people that wants to fix everything and everybody. I just want to make it right. But yesterday, when DC and I were traveling home, and we got home, and with our jobs are not tiring in the sense of, oh my gosh, when we get home, we're just exhausted. Our jobs are mentally tiring because we're always working on the next thing. We're always trying to get the best people in the country, the best information to empower you, as well as ourselves. And so that lends itself to always thinking. And it's very challenging to turn your mind off. And DC said something really, really powerful to me as we were meditating and praying maybe a day or so ago. And he said, people who go on to do great things in their lives forget that it is the gift. It is the gift that actually makes room for them. And it's scriptural. The Bible says that your gifts and talents will make room for you, and they will bring you before great men, great women. They will bring you to greatness, and it is the gift. And when you're young, you kind of just go and you walk in that thing and you don't think about it. You're too crazy. You hadn't had enough wisdom yet to understand the perils of life. But when you get older, you start thinking about everything and you start trying to control those things. And so we started looking back at lives of people that we all know in the media, people like Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston, who clearly had the gift. But as they got older, they started saying, how am I going to do it again? How am I going to do it again? And though we may not be on the scale, you and I may not be on the scale financially or famously as Whitney and Michael, we can look at their lives and we can see just from the periphery, just from the outside, just from all of the things that we read and know, we can see that they got into themselves and felt like they had to do it. When in truth, the gift did what? It made room for them. It allowed them to sell millions and millions of records and break records and win numerous Grammy Awards and receive numerous accolades. And sometimes we forget that it is the gift. And it's not anything that we have to do. And so the moral of this story is this. If you're in transition, don't quit, first of all. Learning to be content right where you are is probably the most uncomfortable, the most difficult thing that any of us can do. But this morning is just a reminder that right where you are is right where you're supposed to be. And Jesse and Mark's story and Kim's story spoke volumes to us about quitting. Sometimes transition can make you feel so uneasy that you say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to do this another day. But I promise you, if you begin to cast your cares and you begin to just really rest in the gifts that God has given you, rest in the place where you are, this too shall pass. You know, Frankie said it, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know what? You can embrace that. It's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. But it's how you look at your tea mug. You can look at it half empty or you can look at it half full. And this day, just this moment, you and I can choose to look at our tea mug, our glass, coffee mug, whatever it is that your beverage of choice you choose, you can look at it half full. And if you do, and if you don't allow those negative things in the universe to say, what are you going to do about that? Well, you know, the doctor said this. Well, everybody else that's happened to, they didn't do so well. Or you can say that there is a source that's higher and greater than myself. And you can stand on those things that you know that you know that you know that the word speaks to each and every one of us. And this is what God said. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. And so if things are not going your way, then you just look up. I get just a little bit indignant. And I say, God, you said. And I raise my voice just like that. I said, DC's laughing at me. He said, you said. Yeah, I do. I get indignant. Because I'm like, okay, do you hear me? You said. And he knows. We can talk to him just like we talk to each other. We can talk to him. He said we're a friend of his. And you can say to him, okay, you said. And so we just want to encourage you this morning, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, if you learn, and it is a skill that I haven't mastered, and you probably haven't either. It's a moment-by-moment mastery. And you might not get it right this time. You might mess up, but learning to rest in transition. I'm telling you. I told DC this morning, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really, really good because it's those times when those negative voices come to kill, steal, and destroy your dreams, destroy your life, that you know that you know that you know. See, the past is an indicator of the future. You know something great is on the cusp. Something big is about to happen. You just can't mess it up by getting in the way. I hope that was a word for you. If it wasn't, it sure was for me. It's 12 minutes after 8 local time, 12 minutes after 9 Eastern time. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Remember, it's open enrollment. And you can phone them at 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in the parish, and that means stay in the hotels. Play with all the wonderful activities. You can find them on Facebook, or you can phone them at 800-833-3730. 4195. Don't forget breakfast, lunch, or dinner at McDonald's in Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here, but we're going to tell you what's next right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me, a million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perceptions. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car, it's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope.
Off in the back country of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to sing. He had no windows,
windows and no doors. He lived a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all of that, he had no eyesight. But that didn't keep him from seeing the light, he said. Us are like in the USA, and all I did was complain, said. Living here is paradise, he taught me paradise is in your mind. You know that there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. Every time I turn on the TV, there's hope. Somebody's acting crazy. There's hope. If you let it, it'll drive you crazy. There's hope. But I'm taking back my power today. There's hope. Gas prices, they just keep on rising. There's hope. Keep on life. We gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best we can do. Cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Yeah, there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's 8:20 local time, 9:20 Eastern time. And you know, every single day we come across incredible stories that are game changers, that are life changers, not only nationally, not only internationally, but locally as well. And today we are joined by Michael Howard. Michael has been a supporter of the OPT Network really since its inception. He's a minister, he's a community servant, and he is really on the front lines of helping to make all of our lives better, and always has been since the moment that we met him. And this morning, Michael is here to share his experience, his courage, part of his life, and hope. Mike, good morning and welcome back. So Mike, I ask you, when we first started talking about the challenges that you and your family are facing in your life, I talked about why it was important for you to share with our listeners, with your friends, our friends, the community, and the world, why it is that you decided to share your diagnosis of lung cancer this morning.
Men go and get checked on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
And my me being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, I feel that there are families maybe out there maybe facing the same thing that my family and I are facing. And it's very important that we go and get checked.
Mm-hmm. And so take us through the journey of finding out that you have stage 4 lung cancer.
Well, it was wintertime, and I thought it was pneumonia, and taking all the over-the-counter meds,
mm-hmm.
and from there, it wasn't getting any better. I was having pains in my chest, shortness of breath, and so I decided to go to the ER, and they ran some tests, x-rays, and it came back. There was fluid on my lungs. The doctor said that had I not come in that day, a day or two later, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. So they admitted me into the Cabrini Hospital. A week later, the doctor came in and told me that it was stage 4 lung cancer.
Wow. And anybody who has gotten the diagnosis of cancer knows that it is a gut punch is probably really, really mild. Talk about that moment for you and for your family.
That moment, it was unbelievable. When I tell you the emotional side of me took control, because I'm feeling that, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life. This is just one of those common colds or something like that. And I cried.
Absolutely.
He was standing at the foot of the bed in the hospital room. I cried. You know, honestly, I cried because stage 4, you know, that's huge. And you're in the last stage at that point.
Right.
And my wife, my mom, my dad and sister, they were there, my oldest brother. And it was devastating. It was a hurting thing.
Mm-hmm. And so you move forward and you have this news that not only is it cancer, it's lung cancer, it's stage four. But you and your family are people of faith.
Yes.
And you know that God is on the throne.
Yes.
When do you start to reconcile that we're going to fight this?
Well, after he came in, 3 days later, the doctor came in, and he said that this particular cancer is only found in predominantly white female at the age of 45.
Wow.
And I don't fit that criteria. And I looked
not
at my...
Not at all.
He said, here you are, you know, black African-American male.
Right.
And at that moment, I knew that, okay, you know, this is crazy. So, God, you're in control of this. I'm not going to let this get the best of me. I'm not going to stop living. But it was a game changer.
Absolutely.
And I just preached a message of the game changer.
Uh-huh.
And God is the game changer. Some things... I know he's in control, not something, but all things.
Right.
And this part of our life was something that we have to acknowledge God more so on, believing mm-hmm. God, standing on his word in spite of.
And so do you remember when you came to yourself after you have had an opportunity to grieve the diagnosis and I'm sure probably still grieving maybe, the diagnosis, when you say, okay, God, we need you to show up and show out like really, really big.
Right. I was questioning, okay, where in this, you know, do I learn? You know, what are the answers, you know, that you're trying to give to me? And why this particular sickness? And there are times that there are certain sicknesses that God place in our lives that God allows in our lives to help bring the families together.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, on my dad's side of the family, they came from Houston and Groves. And by me being diagnosed with cancer, I saw a part of my family that I hadn't seen since I was a kid.
Wow.
And that was the love. That was the love.
Wow. And so now you're moving forward in treatment. How are you feeling?
Treatment. I don't like it, but it's necessary. I prayed about it, and I'm asking God, I'm believing God in faith
mm-hmm.
that I'm not taking this chemo, I'm not putting this poison in my body. You know, God, I'm believing you. I said, but I need an answer. And Tuesday night prayer, I went, I said, okay, God, I'm asking you for an answer. I need an answer from you. Should I take this chemo or not? And I'm believing you that I need a miracle.
Mm.
And the people need to see a miracle.
Right.
If I'm going to be an instrument that you're going to use for a miracle, then I'm here at your disposal. Use me for your glory.
Right.
You know, I want to be used for your glory. And I'm praying. So my pastor comes over and he asked, he said, so what are you going to do about treatment? That's why I'm believing God. I don't want treatment. I'm not going through treatment. God is going to heal my body.
Right.
He said, what about your wife? I'm being selfish. I'm thinking about me, not thinking about my wife, you know, considering she's looking at what the treatment can do. It can help me live a lot longer.
Right.
But I'm looking at God. I need this miracle, you know.
Right.
And so he said, consider your wife and consider what she's going through also. Y'all come together and you agree on either God is going to heal you or you agree that you'll go through this chemo while she's there supporting you.
Mm-hmm. Who's your pastor?
Pastor John Russell, Calvary Tabernacle.
Okay.
And so...
Very, 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 very wise counsel.
Yes, yes. That was the first answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm leaving Wednesday night. I'm leaving prayer. Excuse me, Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And I receive another call from another pastor friend of mine, Pastor Charles Simon.
Okay.
And I hadn't talked to him in about a year or more. And he said, I heard about that you were sick. I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, you know, my wife died from cancer. I said, yes, sir, I'm aware. He said, you know, God is a God with chemo or without chemo.
Wow.
And that was my answer. God can heal you without chemo or he can heal you through chemo.
Right.
He said, now, what you would have to do is allow God to speak to your heart. And he asked a question, how do your wife feel? I said, wow. I said, well, I've just received my answer. God gave me a confirmation mm-hmm. through two men of God.
Right.
It's that God is God with or without chemo. And God places these things in our lives as instruments and tools for him to heal us. And I said, okay, God, I understand now. So I'm going to go through chemo. And my wife was at ease, and she was better. It wasn't that she didn't have faith. It was that she believed God, but at the same time, that if the doctors are telling you, these professionals are telling you that let's go through the process,
right.
and this will make things better, then let's do it. Because her mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she had the same doctor that I have, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Sakara.
Mm-hmm.
And
who is amazing.
Yes.
He is an amazing oncologist.
Yes.
And so is there a moment, like, when you question God and you say to God, why me?
Yes.
Why now?
Yes.
You know, I mean, things are going so well in your life. And I guess that was kind of the prelude this morning for transition. And if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yes.
You know, why me?
Yes. Yes, I have that question often. And I was sitting on the pulpit one Sunday, and I'm saying, God, you know, why me?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm preaching, I'm teaching, I'm doing
what you have called me to do.
I'm doing all of this. Why me? Why this particular sickness? And, you know, my mind went to Job, and Job was an upright man. Everything was going fine. And when you read in scripture that the enemy, the devil himself,
right,
asked permission to attack Job.
Yes.
And that's what came to mind. God, are you allowing this to happen so that my life can be a testimony to someone who's dealing with this? Men of God that preach the word and have faith, they go through oppositions also. And if it's spiritual or physical, and mine is physical right now.
Right.
But God is still on the throne.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so how do you go up into your mind, that place where so many things happen, the cacophony, those voices that say, you know, such and such have the same thing.
Yes.
And listen, this is what I want to tell people. When you encounter somebody with something, that's the last thing you want to say.
Yeah.
You know, who died? And, you know, such and such. My brother had the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you quiet those voices?
Well, I sit back and I trust God. Believe it or not, we buried an aunt about 4 months ago, died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle who died from cancer. And so here's the family history.
Right.
So-and-so died from cancer.
And then the devil's going to remind you about everybody who didn't make it.
Yes. And I said, you know, God, if it's your will, I said, then let it be. So I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell everyone right now, I am at peace with everything that's going on.
Wow.
I am so at peace till I sit back and I'm just quiet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just looking at God, his glory. I have more good days than bad days. And every day that I wake up and I have my health and my strength and I'm in my right mind,
mm-hmm.
Those are good days for me.
Absolutely.
You know, regardless of what's going on, I have more good days than bad days.
Uh-huh.
And all glory goes to God.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about that peace. And if people can see you, or people that see you, when you walked into the room, there was a peace.
Yeah.
And the word says that God will give us a peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
And this is not a sad story. This is a story of hope. This is a story of courage.
Yes.
This is a story of us saying, as I said earlier, getting indignant with God, saying, you said,
that's right,
your promises are true. You showed me the things that I would be doing. And now I've got to stand up. I got to test your word. And he tells us to. And we know that God is on the throne. So if it ain't one thing, it's going to be another. But guess what? We can make it through. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispy or grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services, by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Gonna be alright.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 844 local time, 944 Eastern time. Our guest this morning is Minister Michael Howard. He is a minister, he's a community servant, and most of all, he's got a huge, huge heart for people and for God. And this morning, he just wanted to share his story of hope and courage as he is facing stage 4 lung cancer at 48 years old. And we just want to take this opportunity first to thank all of the people who have called in with such wonderful, warm well wishes. And we want to thank Miss Cora Howard for stopping in. She said, you know, I was on my way to work and I was listening to the radio and God said, turn the car around. And she had what we believe is a rhema word for you, Michael, in that, you know, sometimes we wonder and we ask God, and people get so caught up, we do question God. And he says it's okay, and it's scriptural. He said, some of the things you'll know, I'll reveal to you, and some of the things are mysteries. You'll never know until you get to heaven. And you might not know then. But she said, you know, this cancer, she got a word that this cancer is not for you, but indeed for the unsaved people in your family to bring them closer to God.
Right, right. And I honestly believe that. When I sat on the pulpit one Sunday and I said, okay, God, use me for your glory. And I've seen people.
Boy, those can be dangerous words, huh?
Yeah. You know, at this point of life, you know, I've told someone, I said, you know, when I was out there in the streets, I walked away from the gospel, you know, and got into trouble. When I was out there in the streets, if God's grace was there when sin was in my life,
oh yeah,
how much more would he do for me now that I'm his servant?
Right.
You know, I'm teaching his word. I'm preaching his word. So I know to God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And through this, I've had chances to minister, you know, to, you know, many people one-on-one now. You know, the nurses that come, home health nurses that comes out, you know, I had a chance to invite them out to church, you know. And this is what God gets his glory. I'm not looking at this like, woe is me. You know,
absolutely.
Every day is a bright, sunshiny day for me.
I love that. And, you know, I love Miss Cora's testimony because she talked about God healing her from cancer and the doctors giving her a prognosis that she would not make it to the age of 40. She's 35. Well, she was 35 at the time. Now she's 50 plus. Not that much older than 50, but she's a living testament. And what we always look at is if God did it for one person,
he can do it
for you.
Exactly.
And so there are a lot of people that are feeling pitiful for you, feeling sorry for you. And you would say what to those people?
Not to, you know, because I'm not, you know, I'm at peace. I'm really at peace. The book of Isaiah tells us they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I'm waiting on God. You know, I'm waiting on God to do something miraculous. As a matter of fact, I'll be preaching this Sunday, you know, two services, the 8:30 service and 11 o'clock service. So that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in the hands of God and it's his will, you know, and I'm at peace.
Mm-hmm. And really we know his will is not sickness and disease.
Exactly.
You know, there's no sickness and disease in heaven.
Right.
And so when you look around, there are numerous families this morning that have a loved one that is challenged with some sort of cancer. How does the family dynamic come together where you can be at peace, but then your wife Tracy can be at peace, and then your kids can be at peace?
We talked about it. We looked at the overall picture. We look at the ups and the downs of it, and we talk about it. As a matter of fact, when the nurse came to drain the fluid from my lung, I had my kids to come in and see what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to look experienced. I don't want them to be afraid and, you know, daddy is dying. I want them to see that it's okay, you know, and that God has is in control, you know, and we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't try to hide it. You know, I say, daddy's not dying. I'm just sick right now. But God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we live out day by day.
Absolutely. Well, you look absolutely amazing.
Thank
Your
you.
Spirit is even greater than that. And we were talking about Hezekiah.
Right.
And you had really looked at that as well, because that was like the first thing that came to to our mind. Talk about that.
Right. We dealt with the emotional part, the human part of us. And, you know, I said, I'm not taking this. You know, most people give up. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sick and, you know, I can't do anything anymore. As a matter of fact, my wife, you know, she said, well, you can't go fishing for a while. I said, why not? I love fishing. You know, mm-hmm. my pastor introduced me to bass fishing and I love it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
you're in good company.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. You know, so I get up, you know, some mornings and I look outside and I say, you know what, this is a good day to go fishing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. God is in control of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cancer is not controlling my life.
I love that. And so at 48 years young now, Mike, how do you live your life differently today, knowing what you know about your health than you did, say, 6 months ago?
Putting priorities in order, some things that, you know, you let, you know, lag, and, you know, you should be doing, you know, I should do this, but you're like, no, you know, but now I'm putting priorities in order, you know, I'm making sure that the way I live my life peacefully, you know, when that day comes, that can be 20 years from now.
Right.
That my family will, when I leave here, it'll be peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Are you living with a sense of, I don't want to say urgency, but, you know, as you said, in life we feel like we have forever. Are you living with a sense of more purposefulness?
Yes. Do not take life for granted. Take it one day at a time. Be grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, and I told you earlier that I told you that I'm in my senior year right now, my senior year at Liberty University Online.
Uh-huh.
I'm studying for my bachelor's degree in religious and science with my minor in Christian counseling.
Wow.
And so I'm right. I have 10 more courses. I'm at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And when this came along, you know, I told you chemo took away the cool part of me. You know, I'm a cool type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the nurse practitioner, I said, man, y'all, this taking the cool part of me away. You know, I'm calm, cool, collected.
Right.
So taking that, you know, taking the chemo, mm-hmm. you know, have me, you know, I'm up and down, I'm restless. So
You think it's the medicine that makes you sort of restless?
Yeah.
Or is it just the whole, you know, the whole gamut?
It's the medicine, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I sit back, you know, I'm able to sit at the computer and get my work done, but mm-hmm. now it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to focus, you know, so and when I have those great days, moments where I'm feeling great, I sit at the computer and I get it done. So I'm at the door. You know, I am not giving up. Cancer's not in control. God is in control. And every day I wake up, I say, God, I thank you.
Mm.
I'm able to breathe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to see, hear. And when I get out that bed and walk, I say, God, I am so grateful just to be able to do that.
Wow.
So cancer's not in control.
Well, Mike, we want to thank you for your courage.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for sharing your story and your family story openly and honest. And, you know, we talk about gratitude all the time. And if you're traveling in on this wind down Wednesday with no sense of purpose, no sense of gratitude, hopefully this conversation will begin to make that impartation into your life. Mike, thanks again.
Thank you. May I just say this?
Absolutely.
Psalms 91 says that he that abideth under the shadow of the Almighty, God, if we abide and put our faith in God, let me tell you, every day would be peaceful. Thank you all for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. We got to get a break here, everybody. We're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on
on Friday at 4. Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispy or grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time. We'll be right back.